Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 78. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're sharing a very exciting project with you called The State of Social Media in 2018. It's a report that we created alongside Social Media Week, where we collected data from over 1,900 marketers to share insights on how marketers from businesses of all sizes are approaching social media marketing this year.
So pumped that this report is live to the whole world now. Now you can read the full report on the Buffer blog over at blog.bufferapp.com. For today, we are going to dive into two takeaways that can help you immediately guide your social media marketing in 2018 and some of our favorite stats from the report.
I'm so excited for this, Haley. I love geeking out over social media stats like this, and I'm sure some of our audience members do too. So let's get started. Our first takeaway for you today is that there's a huge opportunity in the messaging space. Our survey results showed that only 20% of marketers have used messaging apps for marketing. Now, as we've all seen, messaging platforms have grown at an incredible rate over the last couple of years, and there are now more people using the top four social messaging apps, which are WhatsApp, Messenger, WeChat, and Viber, than there are people using the top four social media apps, which include Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
That's actually really crazy to think about. But, you know, I do think that I use Messenger and WhatsApp more than any social media platform. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I definitely use Messenger more than any social media platform. It's weird. I'll have like a text string going with my brother, just regular SMS. And then we'll also have a separate Messenger conversation going as if we weren't talking to each other at the same time.
Just all the methods of communication.
Yes, but mostly messaging.
but mostly Messenger. Yeah, I think it's the same for a lot of people. But it is crazy to think that despite this incredible growth of messaging platforms, marketers are not taking advantage of these new platforms. But we believe that is about to change, and 2018 will be the year that it happens. After seeing such high user growth for the past few years, companies like Facebook will begin to focus on how they can monetize chat apps, which will open up new advertising opportunities for marketers.
I totally agree. And right now, marketers still appear to be investing more time and resources in the social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. But as organic reach continues to decline, of course, we talked about the Facebook newsfeed update in the last episode last week. But I think we're going to see more marketers experimenting with messaging apps as a way to connect with their audience.
On to our second takeaway from all the data we collected, and that is that companies that invest in paid social media ads are more than twice as likely to say social media marketing is very effective for their business. So the results also show that businesses that have not invested in social media ads are more than twice as likely to report that the effectiveness of social media marketing for their business is uncertain or very ineffective. Not good.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the most interesting takeaways for me. And I think what it tells me is that social media ads are really helping marketers reach their objectives. So what do I mean by that? So marketers who are relying on organic reach alone are coming out a bit disappointed. So we at Buffer, you know, for example, started experimenting with ads on Facebook about a year ago, and now social media ads are a full-blown part of our social media marketing strategy. So, you know, again, talking about the Facebook newsfeed updates and how that might impact organic reach, I think Facebook is actually going to start rewarding brands who are investing in both the organic and paid side of Facebook, because after all, they are a business. So the key here is that if you're trying social media marketing to reach business objectives rather than, say, peer engagement or branding, which we talked about back in episode 63, then our data results show that if you invest in social media advertising, you are more likely to see social media marketing as very effective for your business.
Yeah, I totally agree. So it's really like Facebook is encouraging people to be on both sides of this, to be on the advertising side and the organic side. And they're showing that it works together and you're definitely being rewarded for using both methods. If you just did advertising, that might not do well. And if you just do organic reach, we've seen that that has been declining. So a good combination of both working together definitely looks like the best outcome to tie your social media marketing objectives to business objectives. All right. So those were two takeaways you can act on immediately with your 2018 social media marketing strategy. Now let's dive into some of the other findings. Not all of these have firm takeaways, but they are definitely interesting, absolutely interesting to us.
Yeah, so our first finding we're going to chat about is that Facebook is still the leading platform for marketers with 96% of businesses using Facebook. Twitter was close behind with 89% of respondents saying that they use the platform for their business. Next up was LinkedIn, then Instagram, then YouTube, then Google+, then Pinterest, and last but not least, Snapchat. And I thought these were super interesting for two things. Number one is that Snapchat is in last. I thought more businesses might have been utilizing Snapchat as a platform by now, but I guess they're still kind of like lagging, you know, data-wise and understanding how it really affects your social media marketing program. And then the second takeaway is that Instagram is still behind LinkedIn. They're almost at a billion users, yet I don't think brands have fully embraced like the how or why we should be on Instagram.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of my comments were similar. I did want to mention that I'm proud of Google Plus for not being at the end. Just if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I have a weird love of Google Plus. So I'm proud of them. But I agree. I think what caught my eye was that Instagram was not as far up as I thought it would be. And when you think of it, I think you're right. Not a lot of brands have invested there, but it is a phenomenal platform. And there's so much that businesses can use it for. And unlike Snapchat, where it might be difficult to find a brand, it might be difficult to track analytics, which I can totally see why Snapchat would be at the end there, Instagram has a lot of those business analytics set up. So I think that businesses that transition to Instagram would find that it is doing really well. And because it's in the Facebook family, there's going to be some great analytics there.
Right, exactly. And it's like Facebook, from a business, from their own business perspective, wants businesses to succeed on Instagram because it helps them. So it's like, you know, Facebook wants to help businesses because businesses help them, and vice versa. So I think Instagram will easily be one of the most, I would not be surprised if Instagram jumped to near the top at in our next social media report.
Yeah, definitely ahead of LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Definitely. All right. Well, another fun finding from the state of social media is that video is a top priority for 2018, with 85% of businesses saying they would like to create more video content. Now, I'm not going to say that we called this, but if you've listened to our last episodes, we've been talking about video for a long time. So I'm very excited that it looks like social media marketers are taking this seriously and trying to create more video content in 2018.
Yep. And I love the move to video. I think it's such a dynamic, content type to use for a business. Proud to say that in 2017, we drove more than 2.2 million video views on Facebook, which Amazing. Had a huge impact on audience growth and engagement and traffic. And, you know, talking about, you know, the episode from last week where Facebook's making big changes to the news algorithm, it's interesting to hear that video, live video particularly, will be an important factor in what kind of content gets shown. And then also, you know, what kind of role will just regular video play in allowing publishers and brands' content to be seen in the feed?
Yeah, definitely. I think that in 2018 might be the year where we see social media marketers being more engaged in their own content. And I don't know how else to say that, but essentially, I think that creating video requires a different level of involvement in your social media marketing, whereas creating images or links might be a little bit easier. You definitely have to level up for video. You have to know how to edit it. Depending on what you're doing, you might have to know how to animate it. And that can be very intimidating, but we have talked about all of the tools that are free and easy to use to create video. And I think now that those are becoming more widely known and people know how to create video, they're going to be getting more involved. And I hope we see more brand videos.
Next up for our findings, we have one that I'm particularly interested in. Respondents reported that Facebook organic reach continues to decline. Only 21% of respondents haven't noticed a decline in the past 12 months. So that's a pretty big chunk of people. So what is that? 79% of people have reported that they've seen a decline in organic reach.
Yeah, 79% is huge. And this isn't a surprise to us. We've been talking about this, I think, all year. We started noticing a decline and we started talking about it, and other people were noticing a decline. And especially with what we mentioned last week, the new changes to the algorithm, this is definitely tough. And I think that this is potentially Facebook pushing people towards investing in ad dollars also. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think that it's a pay-to-play space on Facebook these days, which is okay. You know, like we talked about last episode, you can only publish so much content to the Facebook news feed before you hit a saturation point and you literally can't show more content. So I think that naturally, with more brands getting on the platform, more people posting content, you have to see a decrease in organic reach. It's impossible not to. So I don't think this is something to be frightened of or to fear or to be, you know, like mad at Facebook about. I think it's more something to embrace and say, okay, Facebook organic reach is declining. We'll be okay with that as long as we know that we're going to dedicate and invest in creating really great content that does actually reach people in the newsfeed moving forward.
Absolutely. And it's no longer about how much you can post. It's just about how high of quality and what is the caliber of the content that you're putting out there. So it's less posting and more quality. And I think that is going to be good in the end.
Exactly.
All right. Our next stat is that stories are on the rise. So 68% of marketers are planning on creating more stories in 2018. What's interesting is that last year, only 29% of State of Social respondents had created stories on Instagram or Snapchat. And this year, 42% have created stories on Instagram, although just 11% have created stories on Snapchat. So this very much coincides with what we saw above, where Snapchat is the least used social media marketing platform for marketers right now. Definitely leaning into Instagram a little more. I'm happy to see this. I'm happy to see that more people are using stories on Instagram because there is so much that you can do with them. Tagging people. They added this year you can link back to your own content. So I think that they're developing stories on Instagram really well for brands, and I'm happy to see that marketers are taking advantage of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cool thing about Instagram stories and thinking about, you know, story strategy is that it seems like the consistency actually still does play a part in how many people see your content. So, you know, at Buffer, when we post consecutive days in a row or when we post more times per week, our numbers actually go up. So it's not like our numbers go down as you might see with other platforms by posting more. With Instagram stories, it seems like, you know, just being real, being authentic, putting content out there that is engaging and human actually helps in the Instagram story. So I think it'll be interesting next year seeing this State of Social Media report. I bet you that number will be up in the 60s of how many brands or the percentage of brands creating Instagram stories.
I definitely think so. Well, let's check in next year on this same stat then.
Yeah, absolutely. So one last finding for you today, and then you'll have to go see the rest on our blog, blog.buffer.com. We found out that live video hasn't yet caught on, which is a very interesting stat in light of Facebook's recent algorithm change. So our data shows that only 31% of marketers have broadcasted live video. In our last State of Social Media report, 26% of marketers said they had created live video. So really only a 5% increase.
Yeah, that's not a huge increase at all, especially in a span of 1 year. So I'm not sure. Maybe marketers aren't sure what to do with live video, or they're uncomfortable being live is tough, and it's definitely stressful. You know this, Brian. You've done live video so many times for Buffer's page. And maybe it's like an additional step that social media marketers aren't quite willing to take yet.
Yeah, I think you're totally right there. It's hard to do live video. It's hard to be good at live video. And I think another thing is despite what Facebook says about the engagement around live video, I don't know if brands actually find live video effective yet.
Yeah, and it is tough because you don't want to be on a live video alone. Like, the point of live video is to have people engaging with you, right? So I can definitely see it being stressful if someone is talking on a live video and no one is engaging and no one is popping on. I guess Facebook has taken measures to see to it that hopefully doesn't happen. I think one of the things that I've seen is they send notifications. If you're using Facebook right now and a brand that you follow or a person that you follow goes live, it pops up in your notifications on the side. But I don't know. Maybe people just aren't seeing the engagement that they hope to find from live video. Maybe it's too hard. Maybe it's a lot. It really is an investment of time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, now that Facebook says that live video will be a very important factor in the newsfeed algorithm, I think that we might see an increase of over 5% in the coming year.
As always, thank you so much for listening, and feel free to reach out anytime using the hashtag BufferPodcast or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com.
And don't forget, we release a new episode of The Science of Social Media every single Monday. We hope to see you there.